Just thinking over the week, it's I think we can still feel a little bit the impact of the unbelievable Shabbos that the yeshiva had. And I want to once again thank the Rosh Yeshiva for spending Shabbos with the Olam. When I came in on Sunday morning for davening, something felt different. And by Seder, Sunday morning, it had an electricity that we don't usually have. Something became uplifted in the yeshiva from the Olam spending Shabbos together with the Rosh Yeshiva, and it's a tremendous chus for us, and Emirat Hashem, we look forward to spending Shabbos again. It's not so easy, but we're going to work hard to try to make such amazing Shabbosim happen. I also want to take a moment, he's not here right now, but I want to mention Mazel Tov to Rabbi Tenenbaum on the engagement of his daughter. It's a when a Rebbe goes through a simcha, it's a simcha for the whole yeshiva. And even though we already said Mazel Tov in the beginning of the simcha, it's an opportunity once again to say Mazel Tov to the Mashgiach as he heads in for a landing at the end of a simcha. Once again, when members of our mishpacha experience a simcha, it's a simcha for the entire mishpacha, and it was wonderful to see the olam by the chasana and to dance together. Emirat Hashem, we should be zeicha to be able to dance together by many simchas and to share simchas with the whole Klal Yisrael. I want to talk to you a little bit about this rally on Tuesday from a certain standpoint that's been eating away at me. So if you'll allow me, I want to share a certain perspective. The halacha is, in Simen Kuf Yud in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber talks about the halachas of Tfilas HaDerech. Yoytze L'Derech, Tfilas HaDerech, and as you can imagine, the halachas of Tfilas HaDerech are very important to me. And I remember when I was learning the halacha, that there was something that jumped out at me. The Mechaber says, Siv Dalid, Simen Kuf Yud, Siv Dalid, Hayotze Lederech, Yispalel, Yehiratzai, Milfanecha, Hashem Elekeinu, Velekei Avisenu, Shetaylichenu L'Shalom. And then the Mechaber writes the following, V'tzorech L'omra B'Lashon Rabim. And it must be said B'Lashon Rabim. And the Mepharshim explained, and Noisei Kelim say, even if a person is being Noisei Yechidi, even if a person is traveling alone, so he really could just daven for himself, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him, should bring him to where he needs to go and protect him from listim v'chayis rois baderech and bring him el mechayis cheftzoy l'chayim u'lesimcha u'leshalayim. But that's not the way he daven. When you're davening, and the Paiskim explained, the tefillah kavua, when you're davening, you include the rabbim. The Paiskim even speak out. What if you look around and you see at the hour that the Rosh Hashiva and I are sometimes on the road, we're the only ones on the road. If you look around, I'm the only one. So maybe I shouldn't do it, B'lashon Rabbim. The Paiskim say, no, you know that somewhere in the world there are people traveling. E'efshe shebesayfa olam, the Prima Gadim writes, and the Matzah Shekel brings. There aren't people on the road somewhere, and therefore you should include them and say it B'Lashon Rabbim. And I want to tell you something. When I went on the road, after I learned this halacha, and especially leaving the house in the dark, and getting on the highway in the dark, and I'm saying Tfilas HaDerech, and I'm saying it B'Lashon Rabbim, and I just learned the halacha, V'tzarech La'imra B'Lashon Rabbim, I felt a certain simcha. I'm not traveling alone. I'm including other people with my tefillah. We're traveling. I don't know, there are yidden maybe all over the world. We're all traveling together, and we're being mispalel for each other. B'Lashon Rabbim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me and all the people that are traveling to reach our places, B'Shalim, and to be matzliach. There was something so sweet about that sense of being connected to the Rabbim. But it's not just that. The Paiskim say that that's the Shmirah. The Paiskim said that we say it v'loshen rabin because a tefillah, like Abaye says, that a person should be mishtatif himself with the tzibur. The Paiskim say that when a person connects himself to the tzibur, that's the protection. That's what makes tefillah so nishmas, that he considers himself part of the tzibur. It's well known that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to advise people before the Yemei Hadin to live a life that makes them integral to the tzibur, that the tzibur needs them. Rabim tzrichim loy, as a way to be able to pass the din in shamayim. There are even stories of gedolim that if somebody was sick, that they would say, be makabel on yourself to do something for the tzibur, to give a shir, to give a tzedakah, to do something for the tzibur. Make yourself important to the tzibur. There is, Rabbeisai, a certain level of life, a certain madrega of being alive. It's, I'm an individual, I have a wife, I have a mishpacha, I'm part of the tzibur. That's also part of who I am. It's part of my atzmius, is that I'm connected to the tzibur. If I disconnect from the tzibur, Rahman al Islam, it's not safe, it's not healthy, and it's a selfish life. A person's decision whether or not to be part of the tzibur is really a decision of how mature and developed of a person he is. A person who's developed, you know that a baby, for example, so I remember the days when I had very little children and I would be up in front of a shul speaking. And I could be speaking about something very, very important. And the room is silent and maybe even a little tense in the room. And my two-year-old could walk into the shul and pull my pant leg and say, Tati, I need a lollipop. Because a baby only sees himself. And even if the entire room is engaged in an important avodah together, but I need a lollipop. And that's what's important. And when the child is 2 years old, that's gewaldig, that's exactly where he's supposed to be. But as we go through life, part of our development and our growth is that we start to appreciate that it's not just about me. It's not just about my cheshbon. It's not just about what's convenient for me or comfortable for me or even important to me. There's a part of my life that I am mevatel myself. And I figure it out. I'm mevatel myself because I am part of a tzibur. And if this is what the tzibur is doing, I am marching along with them because I am a part of that tzibur. I say my tefillas aderech b'lashon rabim. I include myself with the tzibur. I am a member of the tzibur. I will not separate myself. It's a very, very, very important hashkafa. It's true for what's coming next week, as I'll discuss in a minute, but it's true for so, so many things. And I want to give you a mashal, a little tense mashal, if you don't mind. Okay, I'm going to push the envelope a little bit, just because of how passionate I am about this. When the Rabbeim get up here to speak, or the Rosh Hashiva gets up to speak, or when I get up to speak, so you're looking at us. Let me tell you what we're looking at. When we get up to speak, we see an Olam sitting down to listen to Divrei Torah, but on the two doors, we see a mass exodus taking place. That's what we see. I even had a machshava today to jump up here, like as the last Amen is being said. I had a thought that I'll say, everyone by the doors, stop. Turn around, go back to your seats. I thought of doing that. To be honest with you, the only reason I didn't do that is because I'm afraid, chas v'shalom, some of those people may decide to miss mincha next time. So that, because I'm bavarning that chashash, that's something I would have to ask the Rosh Hashiva before I do. That's a big shaila. I'm not sure. And maybe people have legitimate needs, and it's being mevayish people. You know, it's a diyun. But I want to explain why am I bringing this up. Because every one of the guys that walked out are good guys. They're all nice guys. They're good guys. They're masmidim. They're our friends and our brothers, and we love them. Let me tell you what cheshbon is different between someone sitting here and someone who walked out. And this is very important. Imagine if I got up to speak and everyone walked out. Imagine that for a second. Everyone had a tzarech. This one had a test. This one had to take a drink. This one needed the facilities. This one didn't eat lunch yet. This one wanted to take a nap. This one doesn't like the way I speak. You know, whatever it is. And before I turn around, I get up here to speak. You know, I usually takes me a minute to get started. The room is empty. So that would be terrible, right? Everyone would feel, then the word would spread around the yeshiva. Do you know what happened? Rabbi Sonnenschein got up to speak. The room was empty. That was just unbelievable. So now you are here because you're part of a tzibur that's made up of individuals, and each individual made a decision to be here, and hence there is a rabbin here. You understand? And the people that are not here, just as a mashal, they made a decision not as part of a tzibur. They told themselves, don't worry, people will be there, I can leave. And that's a decision that b'mechilas kvoidam needs some maturing. You are the tzibur. When I became the rav of a shul, I used to get complaints about the shul all the time, and the complaints would go like this: the shul should really start a minyan at this time. The shul should really serve better food by the kiddush, whatever it was. And one time, by a shul malav malka, I got up and I was like, Rabbi, I want to tell you incredible news. There's no person walking around town whose name is the shul. You are the shul. So when you say the shul should do it, do it. You're the shul. And there's something to that. You are the tzibur. You are the yeshiva. Every individual one of you is the yeshiva. If you walk out, the yeshiva's walking out. Because you are the yeshiva. And if the yeshiva's going to stand with Klal Yisrael, and the yeshiva's going to do its share in being Meiser Nefesh, it's a Mesiras Nefesh. Our job, and Rav Ariel is working very hard to make sure that it should be as little Mesiras Nefesh as possible. But it's Mesiras Nefesh. And it's difficult, and people have to miss things and skip things, and you're going to be tired and busy, and I guarantee you between now and Tuesday, you will have lists of, you will not believe that you can even be so creative to think of so many things that you need to do on Tuesday. That's the way the Yetzirah works. But our yeshiva is joining a tzibur of Klal Yisrael. By the way, a massive tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Massive. And we are joining, you know why? Because we are not willing to say other people will be there. Because the Rosh Hashiva was machria, that it's our job to say we are the tzibur. Every one of us is the tzibur. And that difference, am I the tzibur or am I the exception to the tzibur? And chas v'shalom, I don't want to be the exception to the tzibur. I told my share a few minutes ago. We are living in very, very, very overwhelming times. I met with Dr. Sokol a short while ago, and I asked him, I think it's okay to say, I asked him if he remembers in his memory this country in such upheaval with anti-Semitism. And he told me he does not remember such a thing. He does not remember such a tkufa. We are living in I hate to use the word unprecedented times, because it's like been overused and abused, but if the statement was made for something, it was made for this. And one day, I thought to my shir, one day, Be'ezer Hashem, your 15-year-old son is going to come home from yeshiva, hopefully in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and he's going to say to you, Abba, Daddy, I learned today in yeshiva about this war that broke out back when Klal Yisrael were in Gullus. I learned about this war. Do you remember that war? He'll say, yeah, it was in Beis Medrash LeTalmud in those years. I remember it well. And he's going to say, and I remember my Rebbe told me that Klal Yisrael got together because the Gedolei Yisrael thought it was important, and Klal Yisrael got together to express Hakaras HaTov to the government, to stand up against anti-Semitism, to show that there is a tzibur in this country that stands up for Israel. Were you there? And then you're going to start sweating. You're going to be like, you know, I had a biology test. You don't want to tell that to your 15-year-old. History is calling you. Be on the right side of history, Rabbi Isaiah Shekayach.